pork ribs, John, but I've taken them apart so they're going to be easy to eat. And they're on so they're off the bone, and then we're going to do some rolls, onion rolls, and some onion, and then just a wee bit of mustard. You know, the classy mustard, hot dog mustard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I love this stuff.
I like
a wee bit of fancy Dijon now and again, but I like the old American.
I've gone off fancy mustard. I think if you have the yellow mustard, the ordinary yellow mustard, and one of those burger mustardy kind of things, I think that's all you need to get through your life.
I want to do a phase of mustard. That's vinegars now. I've got like vinegars, you know, different types of
different vinegars. Different flavoured vinegars.
Mustard that just was taken off a shelf in the fridge. So yeah. It had to be a mustard cull.
Really?
You know, yeah, I did.
What did you do though? Did you make a mustard pie?
No mustards were harmed.
So for the ribs, these are ordinary
pork ribs. And I think we always sort of think ribs as a Christmas thing.
Or a barbecue thing.
They think of them as a summer thing or other. But I think ribs, you know, are an all year round thing because they're so comforting, aren't they?
Definitely, on a day like that.
Yeah, exactly. So nice hot pan, and then just I'm going to seal the ribs off. The reason why I'm doing this, John, is because we're going to bake roast them, or, you know, sort of do them in a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just put them straight in, you tend to do that scummy thing. It's the same if you're making a stew.
And they're a wee bit grey.
Nice hot pan on first.
I'll
give you these home if you see, and you can, you know, you very kindly brought the tin back from last week.
I did.
That's the first
you thought
ever.
You'd never see it again.
No,
I have to say, the tea bread, if you are on the website and the recipe for the tea bread is up there, it is absolutely gorgeous. I should have, sorry. It was beautiful. I mean, with a bit of butter, lovely and moist, you'd soak the kernels of the sultanas.
Whatever fruit you have.
It was
the easiest. Honestly, you need your cake, just stuff it all together.
So have pork ribs for your starters, and then tea bread for your dessert.
Yeah. So look, just seal those all off and get a nice bit of colour on them.
Turning those round in the pan.
Yeah. You get that nice smell.
That's a great sizzling pan
you're
today.
Really just caramelising the sugars. Pour the sauce, again, stuff that you probably have in your cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar, I used cider vinegar, I think the recipe says red wine vinegar. An onion, garlic, ketchup, a bit of chicken stock. I put in some cumin. I think the recipe says ground cumin, but I want to get cumin seed, so I don't stand in ceremony, John, you know, whatever. I mean, if you don't like cumin, leave it out.
Some of our ones don't really like cumin.
There's a touch to that, but it disappears when you cook it out. Yeah, it does, honestly. So, and then,
that's not a big problem in their life. I'm not saying that, like, you know, they sit around complaining about cumin. They have, you know.
Yeah, don't tell them.
They're happy otherwise.
They're happy. They're well adjusted children.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I'll just take these out now. Put them into your cake tin that you very kindly put this away again.
Lovely.
Yeah.
This is great. This is the tin. I'll bring this tin every week then.
Don't stop and throw them in. Like
and you can fill it every week and I'll bring it home.
Yeah, and then if there's anything else in your cupboard, I'm not going to bring that roast. Do you remember the time John came in here one time with a whole lot of stuff that wasn't mine?
That's right.
That was good, yeah.
It was an amnesty. I've been given the kind of, you have to bring all this stuff back. Because I mean, I'd got so much stuff that they ended up bringing a ton of stuff that was, I don't know who owns it.
This is the blended sauce. So just pour that over it. Make sure it's covered.
Mm-hmm. So that's the vinegar and tomato and
ketchup. That's it.
And
your spices and chicken stock. And that's it.
And what makes it sticky then?
Well, there's the tomato ketchup is absolutely full of sugar. And they just cover that with foil and bake it for. Look, it's one of those things. It depends on the rib, so it could take 2 hours. It could take less.
But as long as that.
Yeah, it will take that, and then just until it's fork tender. So there's one that I did earlier. So this is that's it there.
There's one for everybody.
And then if
in
you just
audience.
Go like that there, and it just falls away from the bone. Uh-huh. And then take that all off and poke out.
Just give me a wee small one because we're a lot of hungry mouths to feed this morning.
And these are the rolls, John. So
these are potato and onion.
Baked this morning. So
baked potato and onion. Oh!
Right.
So they're like scones.
They're just like a scone, yeah. But they're like. So what we'll do is just. Ooh. They are really just mashed potato, and you can use leftover mashed potato
uh-huh.
and fry up an onion until
that's
it's
not
nice
a concept. There is no such thing as leftover.
Aye, but there is, John. If you're from the country,
it's
there
like
is.
Leftover red wine.
Look, we would in the country where I'm from, you would cook half a hundredweight of potatoes at one time because the worst thing to do is run out of potatoes. So there are always leftover potatoes. So you're not cooking enough. You've been in the city too long.
I'm only one eats them, so there's none left over.
And then all I did was just rub the flour fried, or the potato and fried onion, put that into soda bread flour, wee bit of salt.
Grate the potato?
No, mashed potato, leftover mashed potato.
Right.
And just rub it in, but make sure your onions are nice and golden. Soda bread flour, a bit of salt and buttermilk. And then just roll it out like a scone, and then you can put a bit of cheese in it if you want.
So you take make sure and take the pork off the bone,
because
you don't want a big mouthful of rib bone. In the middle of your scone. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Just some of the fried onion. Okay. A wee bit of fried onion.
Look at
and
that.
Then a wee squirt of the
mustard.
You have to have a bit of that.
That's beautiful.
Now just press, look, you press that together. There you are. And that's the easiest rib you'll ever eat.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner all in one.
Is it?
Recipes on the website.
An egg would be good. You see, if you have that on... That's a Boxing Day thing, isn't it? You know, nice ribs. Put a pot of ribs in with after you've taken the turkey out,
mm-hmm.
and have that for the next day. Breakfast.
That's gorgeous. And the mustard makes it because you
think
just
the
sweet
mustard and the onions.
Sweet tomato.
That's it.
Onions and then a tangy mustard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I've made plenty of rolls, so.
Well, as I say, with plenty of mouths to feed today.